Simon Kuf of Zion, Alachot and Marim Rabbanan, Sif Allah. Shagiach and Shleah Tzibur Lemoidim, Shashakhani Moyat Tzibur. When they get to Moidim, so everybody bows with him, the whole team bows with the Chazan. We don't bow down more than necessary, which is in general, that's the rule. Okay, so you say Baruch Kel Ha'odois. That's a little bit. But Yesh Mishurma Shatzarach Lishos Gam Basoy. So some say that the law is the same way we bow at the beginning. We bow down at the end as well. The type of says the word of the Shulchan Aruch says a person should do so, and actually you'll see some Svarim which do that. That's the Shabbat Yehuda base. Okay. So it's a little more. V'yesh Omer Omer Hakol B'Shchiyah Achas V'Chedem Minu. The Moshe says that you remain bent for the whole paragraph. So see Mishav Ruz. Lo Yishku, Sifkat Nalav. The Tzibur does not bow down more than necessary. So the chazan is a regular mispalo. We said before, mispalo should not bend too much. We're saying that same way that's true to the chazan in Hishmanet, true to the tzibur, we're in the same maidan with the chazan as well. Yesimidai. So what does that mean? You bow the normal amount. You're not supposed to bow you're basically parallel to the ground, not that much. The Bach says you just bend your forward head, your head a little bit. Well, okay, we do bow. But not all the way, not so the person is not too much like before, which means the person would be bowing down, being parallel to the ground. And we say the paragraph of Moedim and Aftalok. So he continues along. So the Mishmur said before he has to say it out loud that everybody should be able to, at least 10 people should be able to hear what he's saying Moedim. So that he has to do. And Pashas, when the Chazan gets, there was a deal that the Tzibur should say along with the Chazan Moedim. So if the Chazan will finish a type Shim Kol Chanu El Ha'idos, there's no reason why the person will continue saying Moedim. You know, he finished the paragraph. That's the paragraph of Moedim. We divide it up because we have insertions this and insertions that. But if you'd have a sitter with no insertions, so theoretically it would read one long paragraph. When he finishes the paragraph, the Tzibur is no longer saying with the Chazan, so there's no reason to continue. So he doesn't have to wait till they finish, because we usually look at it like the paragraph, the first paragraph, which. That's when the Chazan sort of like ended that part of Moedim. So he keeps going. He doesn't wait for the Tzibur to finish. But if the halacha is, if the Tzibur, the Chazan finishes a Tzibur Shem Kolachon El Ha'idos, fine. It also means that some suggest that maybe the Chazan should be quiet while the Tzibur is saying it, so the Tzibur can hear him. That's at this din, because really he's in much of the Tzibur, so maybe he should get the Machzishkin and so the Tzibur. Everybody will bow Moedim, and then he will wait, and when people are finished saying, he'll say out loud. The problem with that is, no, he says, no, you know, he can keep going, because the whole idea is they should be saying with him. There's no reason why he should have to stop. Okay. So you say you finish all of the Baruch Kelodos without Baruch Atah Hashem, but let's curse Hashem. But that's a girl learning Baruch Atah Hashem Kelodos. All of them know again. The girl passes like you shall me. You do say a chasim at the end. But that's not the minhag either. So some say the Ramah says you should say it. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should bow at the end. The Ramah says that you should say the whole thing Mashkiach. Bach calls the B'shem Rishal. So the Bach quotes the Rishal that he changes a little bit. She is of Ma'at Kasher Mashem Ad Soifoyg Oz Yikra Ad Kan Lashona. So what do you not the Lashra Tohu Hashem? So you say Hashem's name Yuzokeif, and you remain like that till the end. But then at the end, your Karei, which would be like the Shulchan Aruch. The minig of them is like that they remain bowed during most of the time. But he says to the Birlocha says that the Chayotim follows the Rishal. And then he brings in the Bir Belocha Kosh Mashkia. The Gemara says, "Ein Tzarich Lishus Rak Ad Shatu Hashem Elokeinu." So he has the person being bowed when he says Shatu Hashem Elokeinu as well. So okay. So basically, whatever your minig is, somebody says it. But the choices which were given is according to the Shulchan Aruch, you should bow at the end. According to the Marshal, that you should be Zoykin before you say Hashem's name and then bow again at the end. According to the Moy, you should be bowed the whole time. But bowing at the beginning and then remaining erect the whole way to the end and not being bowing at the end, nobody says. Now, I don't know, most people, I don't see most people doing that. I don't know what to tell you on that. Okay, Sif Beis. So Sif Beis really is really a very good introduction to the next sentence, which is the Lachas of Birchus Kahanim. He says, well, let's say there's no Kahanim there. Imein Sham Kahanim. Omer Bershlich Tzir Belakenim Belakenim Besedo Berchina Bebrochah Meshuleshes. Okay, Chulu Vani Avorachem. So the Shulchan Aruch actually has that you say we have the three Pesukim of Birchus Kahanim. Then the last pasuk is with someone Shmuel, but Yisro Bani Avorachem. So the Shulchan Aruch has that we say that the Chazan said that pasuk as well. You say Ken Yerutzon. The Shabbos is going to grapple why you don't say Amen. Okay, Hagor. Benomer Lekenim Lekayim Vaseinu Rakus Manchur Roy the Birchus Kahanim Elisa Kapayim. Had there been Kahanim here and had we been Noig Nesias Kapayim, we would do it. So the Birminikol, which we do not allow the Kahanim to be Nesias Kapayim because maybe they've had something to drink. So then the Chazan will not say this paragraph as well. Minchat Atayinus. The Kahanim are not drinking anything. Drinking meaning something intoxicating. So Minchat Atayinus is not a concern. So you can say it by Mincha as well. Musaf. Normally the Kahanim do not have that problem. So you would say it. Fine. Now Lcharav. Since in Musaf, in the general case, we don't make Kiddush beforehand. Kiddush clubs aside, right? That's a sin. We didn't have Kiddush clubs. So they're misakin to say it by Musaf. So therefore, he won't say a simplest Torah. We'll be making a Kiddush beforehand. So duchering we duchen by shachris because the mice of the kanim are going to drink, so we can't allow them to duchen by Musaf. We'll still say the kanim like we said it by Musaf. Even the car, the cotton can't be duchen right now because Mikra didn't. Musaf normally is the time that we would say it. Therefore, we allow we have the cousin saying lokeinu in that situation. We don't say since there's no duchening, there's no lokeinu lokeinu seinu either. I don't know.
Never there.
I was there once. Very long time ago.
Because that's what they do here, and that came from Rabbi Einem. I assumed there was a Telza thing.
I don't know. Okay.
Because that was the first time I've seen it. That they didn't duchen. They don't duchen. Here they don't duchen at all.
Really?
Oh, you're not here either.
Never been here either.
So you're not hearing that in Telza. There must be a secret place. Okay. I always think of you either here or there.
No, I'm in the yeshiva.
Oh, in the yeshiva. And there they duchen. Shachris?
Yeah. Okay. 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 Remember Shachris Tim Shalom. The Kain calls man Shermer. The Kain of you say Abu Balav Hachim Askilim Shalom Rav. So the minigum is Shalom Rav. As long as you're saying Lekain, you say Tim Shalom. So therefore, by Tainus Seber, you say Tim Shalom and not Shalom Rav. The Rambo says that there's another way of understanding the simon is whenever you lame, you say Baruch Hanechon Satolono, which is in Sim Shalom. So therefore, you lame by Mincha by Shabbos. So therefore, you say Sim Shalom by Shabbos and Mincha by Shabbos as well. You lame it by Tainus and by Mincha, so you would say there as well. Okay, so we've got involved. So there's no kahanim. Main shem kahanim. I'm the kamar mesimim kuch of kesed. You do the girl shakasa. The beginning of filo yes. Kahanim. Kamar shem. So we can't look at the seno. Ad. I'm kenu shechel. Ayn shom. The tachasin says it instead, except for on yom tov. Like the Rambam will say later on that minig chutz l'oritz is we only since the loch of the kahanim are supposed to say it. The simcha. The situation was such that was only usually found during the Yom Tovim. They were more in a state of simcha. Otherwise, the chazan would just say lokeinu.
And in Eretz Yisrael, what's
there? The Gra held not like that, and so many Eretz Yisrael is like the Gra. And the Sfaradim also weren't the Kabbalah that many of the Ramah. That's why the Sfaradim over here do it every day.
They do? Here in the shul?
What about the Ramah?
The Ramah says we only do it on Yom. So the Sheikh Tzibur says the Lekenim Lekeba said Armer Sheikh Tzibur B'yavad Imloy Armer Emel Zirna Say Ayin Bir Elokh. So you don't make him go back. Now if
we're Nachum Schwartz and our lawyers.
Okay, so that if you didn't get to the end of the bracha, so you do go back, but the person would have finished off all the way through the end of the bracha, bracha Hashem, so then you don't have to go back and insert it. So we say Barchena Babarocha Bepatok, so the word Babarocha should not be Barocha, but Babarocha with a Patok. It's referring to the bracha. Kainim Am Kedoshecha. Emil is kind of double the middle of the shekha. Kainim kamo, am kid of shekha. Lerma shame. Kayane, am kid of shekha. They're not the kind of over am kid of shekha. The kaim alone, the kahanim shekha rachmon, and you know, below shekha the dam. The kamar shakanim, and the groim am kid of shekha. So if you say kainim am kid of shekha, it would be mistakenly understood. You're saying the kahanim of the holy nation. So it's referring to, am kid of shekha is referring to Klal Yisrael, and they are the kahanim, meaning means representative of Klal Yisrael. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that they're not really the Kahanim of Klal Yisrael. In this, the more has the discussion are the Kahanim the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the Kahanim Shluchim of us. Nafkin the Mora says that a case where a person was Murder Hanoah, he made a net and he's not going to benefit from an individual who's a Kayan. But that's not the bracha. The bracha is he allowed? Is the kohen allowed to be makir of a korban for him? So if the kohen is a shlucha of the individual, so shlucha of Klal Yisrael, so then the person made a neder, he can't have a law. So the kohen cannot be makir of the korban for him. The kohen is representing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he's not representing this individual at all. So he's doing his job representing Kodesh Baruch Hu. The any benefit which a person gets is considered secondary and therefore would not be also. That's the more shayla, it's more kedusha. The more comes out, we hold the kahanim shulchan rachmon or not shulchan idam. So they're not the kahanim of am kedushecho, the representative, the priests of Klal Yisrael, but rather kahanim kama, which they themselves are am kedushecho. Okay. Kishamar Yerecha Hashem Yira Litzad HaHetel. When you say Yerecha Hashem, you face towards the Hetel. Yishmerecha Yira Litzad Yamin Shalom. He turns towards the right. Yair Hashem. Klapa Hechel. You face towards the Hechel. Okay, so then you face towards the left. We do this to Yachad of Yamin to give a Yichud to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Min gets Kadima first. Some people have been meaning. So according to the Mishabura, there's no need of facing any direction in the last. There's no need of facing any direction at all. You just face forward. The whole union is in the first two psukim. That is the way the Mishabura presents it. There are some people have other menhagim. So fine. Test many of our games at the Mishabura. I mean, again, okay, I'm Shalom Rak Ad Shalom. Mogan of Ram Kay Mashmabira Grow. So, it's much more, you know, the way the Shekhinah presents it, the Chazan is saying, the version, you know, the bracha you give to the Kohanim. So I'm not really, we should be zayta to have that bracha which the Kohanim give us, that which is, so we just stay over the harsh of the Torah. So by doing that, by doing so, we're clearly saying this. It's not a real bracha. That's why you don't answer amen. Because the Chazan is not giving us a bracha. Right? At best, we can say is at the end of the whole thought. It's not listed any other tefillah. So we say right? So we should be zayicha that the Bereshim should give us this situation. We should get the Birchas Kahanim. So at the end of the whole thing, you can say amen. But it's not. There's no amen in each bracha individually because it's not independent. It's not independent brachas that the Kohanim are giving us. It's a bakasha that would be mispalo. We should zayicha to get that. So that's why I think the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch was to say the last pasuk. To say we're just basically quoting the psukim of what the Kohanim would say, etc. Okay.
What do we say on that?
Vein tzibur. So you don't say amen. The main l'shach kim kishayna acher kainam avoret. The kain's giving a bracha. So you say amen. Mashen can ashtir tzibur she'ainu er el derech bakash. He's not saying it as a bracha. He's saying it as a bakash. We should be zoicha to get when the Kohanim give the bracha. We should be zoicha to get the Bereshit Shem Mevorach us through that bracha, which the Kohanim are giving. So, right now the Kohanim are giving me, but we should be zoicha to get that bracha which the Kohanim are giving, which is why if that's the bakasha. It makes a lot of sense. Bereshit says, "But so much Shem Abanei Yisol Baniyav Arachem." The Bereshit says, "Yes, when the Kohanim do that, I will give them a bracha." So I'm being mevakeish. That thought process that with the Kohanim of Baruch, the Bereshit will then be more Klai, so should come true. So the
Kohanim are saying the bracha and Hashem and to bless the Am Yisrael, and then God gives the bracha to Am Yisrael
right,
to Kohanim.
Through the Kohanim. That's
so
why
blesses the Kohanim.
So there's two shots into the pasuk. When you have referring to the Kohanim. You Kohanim, you put my name on Klal Yisrael. You do your job. Bani Avraham, I'll give them a bracha. The Kohanim a bracha. Pashas, if you learn the pshat that's referring to that, the Russian one says he'll give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. So the Kohanim's bracha will be through the concept that those who are Klal are going to bracha. Right. I told you the story once. A father of mine was sitting on a bus. A woman comes over to him and says, "It says in the Bible, those who bless the seed of Abraham will be blessed. So we should be blessed."
A lot of them are saying that. Wow. Yeah. The fundamentalists do that
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
Then they mean it. They mean it lishma.
Yep. Okay.
Trouble is, I think it includes Ishmaelim too. And Esav also.
No, it's a mitzvah. It's Chazal Ramayim. It's only for the
Kibbe Yitzchak.
Yeah. So what do we say instead? We don't say amen. We say Kenya Ratzon. Rosh Lomar Achra Sefer Bracha Shlishis. At the end of the third pasuk, you say a king of Tzart. So basically what we're saying is we were hoping we'll have that the bracha, when the Kohen give it, say ABC, then the Russian will give us a bracha. So that's the right time to say king of Tzart, is at the end of all three. And that's why some say, you say that, that's what you say. That's the Ikrim Shat. That's the Morgan of Rome. Some say it after each one.
That's what we do.
That is what we do. But the Morgan of Rome says the Ikrim Shat is to say it at the end of the three. So you only say, so then we said that you only say this when it's right for Birchus Kahanim. Bezman Shemur, it's limited. B'shach was a Musa, B'lo B'mincha. B'tan Asibra Gav B'mincha. B'tan Mishum D'Armin B'Birchus Kahanim. And Mincha B'tan Asibra. They would say Birchus Kahanim. Yes, Yachid Armin. San Armin Shalom Rav. So therefore, the Yachid, the one individual person is being Mishma. You don't even say Shalom Rav, not Asim Shalom. Okay. Then the minhag is to say "Sim Shalom" by Shacharis. Whenever you say "Elokeinu," but Lavochi you say "Shalom Rav." If you say "Sim Shalom" by Mincha, by Shacharis Shalom Rav, Yotze. If you say the Rizal Chasul Olam, you say Shalom by Berlocha. He says you say Sim Shalom by Mincha as well. Actually, according to some of the scholars, they say Sim Shalom by Marav as well. Also, some of the Nusacharis, some of the people follow the Ri say by Marav as well.
So going back to modim, if you say each of you should be saying modim just straight, you shouldn't. If you're the shliach tzibor, you shouldn't say modim and nachum lach and then wait for the tzibor to finish.
Yeah, that's.
You should just keep going.
That's what you're saying. Where does that come from? The comes from what Shabura said before, that you're supposed to have 10 people hearing you. So. If you want to make a melacha, 10 people should hear you. So sometimes, if you have a tzibur which is vociferous in the response of moedim drabonon, it's difficult. So somebody came up with a din. You can't not say moedim with the tzibur because everybody's bowing down to Kadosh Baruch Hu and saying moedim to them, and you're not. That's wrong.
I'm saying you could say moedim and achimach and then pause, right? I don't know.
Saying, so that's where that idea came from. Mishabur does not say you have to do that. Yes, but you do have to make sure you say a lot of 10 people should hear you. So if you have a weak voice, you should pause. If you have a strong voice, keep going. I have one chazan, which I told him, says he has to say things loud. I told him, so he needs to pause. I said, listen, the first three words, when you should say as loud as possible. And then trying to say a whole paragraph out loud for him is pulling teeth. Okay, so say he should pause. The average person, if your tzibur is not very loud, or your voice is very strong, there's a reason to pause.
When he discusses where to make the pauses, he doesn't discuss the kind of a delicious batara.
No.
Tzibur is not very loud, or.
I always thought this was the delicious kama, but Tara Tzuba, you didn't
know. Shabbat doesn't say one or the other. So.
Well, there's no reason to pause. Tzibur's not very loud or a few berries. Which is the best way to bow at Modim? Beginning and end.
Mr. Burris, the pastor says you should bow beginning and end. Shabura doesn't give me, doesn't give me a sheet that doesn't bow at the end. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's I bow at the end.
One word.
Baruch Eladosh. But I do it very surreptitiously because I don't want to do something different than the whole Zebra. But I don't have a good explanation why we're bowing. The Mishachanor says you should bow, the Mishabur brings it from the Mashal, you should bow, or the Ramon says you should bow the whole time. But like what we do, I have no explanation for it. And I never was really Mayan as much as I should be, maybe, to see if there was an explanation for the Minhag. But so I bow very gently. Because anyway, Cardinal Pshat, by the bow of Mordim is just bending your head. So maybe really that's what the Minhag was. that they were just, they were starting to shit, you bow your head the whole time, and then somebody just didn't realize what they were doing, and then next thing you know,
but you definitely don't bend your knees.
No. Okay. So we're going to start Siman Kuf of Ches. So the Bir Halacha, before he starts explaining the Siman, quotes the Charedim. Says the Charedim says, "Mitzvah say the Baruch Kayin is Yisrael. She never curse the Baruch Kayin is Yisrael. Mitzvah the Raisa, but the Kanan thing about Baruch the Kayin. So that's not the Charedim's Kiddush. That's a pasuk. But the Charedim has the following: Yisrael ha'omdim ponim k'neged p'nei ha'kahanim. That you saw facing the Kahanim, b'shtika, quietly." And they're standing there focusing to receive the bracha that the bracha was giving to them through the kahanim. Heim nami b'klal ha-mitzvah. So he says, the Rebbe says that the person, the Yisraelim are also part of the mitzvah. I mean, the person were, as it were, not would not want to be part of the bracha. The Bar Shem says, "Listen, I want the Klai Shel bracha. That's my rutz, and that's the tzivui over here is the Klai Shel bracha." Well, there's two parties to that conversation. There's the Kahanim and there's the Yisraelim. So the Yisraelim would not, as it were, would not be there to accept the, would not be accepting the bracha. There'd be no bracha. So therefore, it comes out that the Yisrael is part of the bracha, the mitzvah as well. That's the chiddush of the. So even though we're not counting over here, these halachas are relevant because. Yeah. Fine. Zok. Dr. Katz is okay. Okay. You need 10 people to do the Nesias Kapayim. The Kahanim counts as one of the 10. So the bracha was given to some of Shia B'nai Yisrael as a tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and according to the Pshat, the Mishabur says that the Kahanim are included in the bracha, so the male of the they can count as one of the 10. Okay. Ramov Ein Lazor Lisa Kapo, but Filu Im Kahanim Acherim. A Zor cannot be Noise Kapayim, even if there's Kahanim anyway. So, because we darshan the super sumas, the basic sumas, the zor over basse. Okay, so the pasuk says that the kahanim should do it. Not, it means not a yisrael. So there's a mitzvah say the kahanim should do it, and isra say that the yisrael shouldn't do it. Okay, now zok the ramoa viter tesper kol kisek la yodiri ma isra yesh bazor ha'ayla. So he brings over there, the Gemara over there says a funny thing. The Gemara over there says, the Gemara says over there that, I like to say it was Rabbi Eliezer, but I'm not sure. He says, no, it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer, it was Rabbi Yeshua, I think. Rabbi Yossi says, I did not go against what my chaverim asked me to do. If they would have asked me to be Erlam Leduchan, even though it was not a Kayan, I would have done so. So he says, what does that mean? You can't be Erlam Leduchan. So he says, there's no wish for yourself to be Erlam Leduchan. He can't be the only Kohen, because then there's a chashash. We'll be mala him from Duchen to Truma, etc. So we would not allow that. But if he's with other Kahanim, so he's not necessarily noticed that he's the Kohen. So there would not be an Isser. So the first shot he brings over here is problem is there's a Gemara which is Masha. There is an Isser. That's part of the problem. The Maisa, we don't pass in like that Cheetah. We pass in there is an Isser. Okay. Now, one of the questions which should come out over here is there any prohibition for me to give a bracha to my children on Friday night and say the bracha is kahanim? I mean, Garber Basay, it's only kahanim allowed to give this bracha, not Yisraelim. So is that a problem? So Mishimura and the Bir Halacha will touch on that. Okay. Zad Mishimura is a cut in half. So in this his kapayim pepachas ma'asor. Within a bechol davar k'marshim avur leil b'simin nun hey leil kaddish. It has all the same halachas. How you mitzarf the minion? Who you mitzarf to the minion? Etc. Vayishal m'shaburus v'katan v'lami gimel mashuk savdim m'shem rabim megadim m'stapik linyan yoshenim mitzar. He raises the question of a person that's sleeping. Can he be included in the tent? Okay. Okay. Some make another condition. You need sefer Torah there. We don't pass him like that. Yisharman the misha bob armor kainani neman lisa kapa b'chena minik. Nowadays, we're not knowing to be malo from duchening to truma, etc. Therefore, if a person presents himself as his zakayin, we do not stop him from being noisy kapayim. Now, why do you need 10? So, take a look at the first bir halacha in the siyas kapayim. Atam yishum du davar shem kedusha, because it's davar shem kedusha, that's first pshat. Maran kosim do mikra davar shem kedusha, kiim kadosh kedusha baruch. So there's no reason, you don't need 10 people because it's davar shem kedusha, because it's not davar shem kedusha. So why do we need 10? Okay. Now, there's no requirement of 10 people. It's a din rabbanan, and it's a smachta based on the pasuk of this gzeira shava of nikdash b'sech b'nei Yisrael and kosevorchus b'nei Yisrael. So that's where we get that concept of 10 from. Davar shem kedusha that you would need 10. There's machlokas over there whether that's a dinner or not as well. Whether this is the pashim shal the pasuk midash b'sef ben Yisrael is referring to the case of kiddush Hashem. Loyal Leino person is called to do kiddush Hashem. So there's a din that if any mitzvah if amongst the sarim Yisrael he is a chiyuv of kiddush Hashem. That's the pashim shal the pasuk. Chazal came along and said, "Is that a drasha gemurah? Is it in the raisa? Is that on a smachta ba'alma?" So the Rizal says it's in the raisa, and the Rizal says every time a person answers kaddish or kedusha, he's mekayim mitzvah the raisa, but nitash himself in Israel, and he should have kavanah to do so. And there are others who say that's only drabonon, and that's on a smachta ba'alma. That's not pshat in the pasuk. Nafkamino over here, whether it be the rice, so according to the Ran, the Birloch is saying very clearly, mid rice, so you don't need 10 people. So I'm going to go to give a bracha to my child on Friday night. There's no 10 people there. So I'm not doing the mitzvah, so what's the problem? This is a zor to do the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. No. All the mitzvah, the rice does not require 10 people. So I'm doing the mitzvah. Right? I'm giving a bracha to my somebody, which I shouldn't be doing. This is what I say. According to the Pshat, it's totally it's Davar Shem B'Kedusha. See, if that's only Dinder Rabbanan, Midoraisa, there's no such requirement. So, there's a problem. If you tell me this is Dinderaisa and you're looking, this is Mam Davar Shem B'Kedusha, so maybe you could argue that it wouldn't be a problem to give a bracha to my child Friday night because I'm not doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah requires 10 people, unless I had 10 people there. Now, when we said you need 10 people, the Bir Lacha points out over here, these 10 people, so the Lacha, let's say Chazar Sashat, you start with 10 people, and then one person walks out, you only have 9 people. You have the Chazar of 9 people, one person walks out. So now you only made you don't have a minion. So Lacha the Chazar keeps going. But there's no Birchas Kahanim in that situation. There's no Duchani. So you'd be in Eretz Yisrael. In that situation, the Chazan would finish Manasseh without Birchas Kahana. You need 10 people, even though it's Nikva in Shemon Esrei, it's not part of Shemon Esrei, and therefore, it's not part of Shemon Esrei, and therefore you need a minion for that specifically. Now, what would be if you started the Birchas Kahanim with 10 people in the middle of Birchas Kahanim, it went out, so then Echanami, then you would finish. So we look at the three brachas. Once they started the first one of the brachas with a minion, with 10 people, so even if somebody walked out, you would continue. No, no, no. Not actual Birchas Kohanim.
Oh, the Barach?
Barach.
For us, we would also skip it if a minion walked out. If there was a minion and one person walked out, we wouldn't say the bracha.
But we say lekenim lekenim b'seinu. I don't think so. I think once it's nikkur, that's part of the tefillah. So we say it. Beis me a minion. The kanim are looking for the minion also. The fisher kanim gam came to call a bracha. Minixiv ani avor came kermer lekahanim. Okay, so the kanim are included in the 10 people. So according to that pshat, it sounds like the reason why you need 10 people again, because it's according to the drasha of the Ra, because the bracha is b'nei Yisrael, and it's called giving a bracha to 10 people. Not giving a bracha to 10 people. It's only giving a bracha to 9 people. The kohen's giving the bracha to 9 people. No, he's one of the 10 people as well. Okay. So as long as one person receiving the bracha, that's acceptable. Okay. And the birchas kohanim is said in Loshon Yachid, Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha. So it's referring to each individual. So that's good. It would have said the Loshon would be Loshon plural. So then it would be more of a question. Later on, we'll talk about what do you do with the Shehol Shul's Kahanim. So the lucky is, we'll see later on, one Kohen doesn't do it, and he receives the bracha. And I imagine that, you know, they draw a lot, so they take turns. Okay. Bein Lazor. So Zor is not allowed to be Noisa Kapayim, because he's over a say. The Ksiv Kost of Oruchu. You, the Kohanim, you used to tell the Kohanim that they should do this, that they should do this. A temple is on them. Blah, 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 blah. Say is I say. So this is a prohibition derived from an assay. But I'm about the cost of Dafkim and Nasiyas Kapayim. Okay, the issue is only if you do Nasiyas Kapayim as well. So that's would explain our minig that we're not makban on that. Feel him lo yibiruk and tefillah asher kisham asher kisham kishana b'ktun shosu shal aaron b'tzibonu. But even if you didn't say the bracha beforehand, which then indicate you're doing l'shem mitzvahs, it would still be yasser if you do nesis kapayim. Avin yivaruk birchas kahanim beloy nesis kapayim eno erbe basay. We'll darshan out later on. There's a requirement of nesis kapayim. So if you're not doing the siskapayim, you're not doing the mitzvah. So that's not the iser. However, people got a mashal the iser yesh b'chol gavni. This always applies. So now, so according to the Bach, we understand what our minig is Friday night. What we do that we give a bracha to our children with the nusach of birchas kahanim. According to people got him, how do we explain that? If it applies in any situation, even not the siskapayim, so this applies to us doing it at home. So now you understand, first of all, going back to Siman Kuch of Zion, why our shatz is not giving us Berachas Kahanim. I mean, he's just being a spell of the Rosh Hashanah Mevorach Klal Yisrael when the Kahanim give us a bracha, and they say da 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 da, because he doesn't want to get involved in being over the Yisr. He's not trying to do that. So now it should be totally in. So the Mishabur is going to talk about the Bir Lachat Mishabur. Let's finish on Mishabur now.
So the people of the West say,
Zot the custom is every Mogin Gibur. The Hodom retire a temple of Zorim. This Jerusha that we make a temple of Zorim is Eno Rak with Miskam and the Kabbalah Samitzvah. It's not only if you're doing it L'shem Mitzvah. Avol Eloi Mechavim Klal the Kavanas Mitzvah. Ain't a rock with Miskavim the Kavanas. It's only if you're having Kavanah the Shem Mitzvah. Avol Eloi Mechavim Klal the Kavanas Mitzvah. You know, because there's a mitzvah of the Torah to give Birchus Kana. Rosh Lo Lav Ral Dibre Chaveirav Shechosh Meshukayin Vamaloi Alei Leduchin. That can be over there in Shabbos. He's not doing it for the mitzvah. He's doing it because he doesn't want to make a fight with everybody. And they mistakenly thought told him to go up. Okay. Manierly, Zog to Mishabur. The chols of dafka lemay the kaimel only el b'simin samach sif yital the mitzvichos kavana. This argument of the mogen gibberim that if you're not mechabel l'shem mitzvah, you don't have the iser. That's told in the machloekas before mitzvichos kavana or not. And that's clear in the Gemara over there in the sugya. If you hold mitzvichos kavana, so then without kavana, it's not called ma'aseh mitzvah. So you can't be over this, you're not doing kavana. But if you hold mitzvichos kavana, it's called ma'aseh mitzvah automatically without any kavana as well. So unless you have kavana b'davka b'feirush not to be yotzei, which then you would not be yotzei. But having your mind blank is not enough to take away the shemitzah from it. And huadin is not enough to take away the isser, because the Mora says there's an isser of being moisif, a bal toisif, on a mitzvah. So the Mora says if you hold mitzvah kavanah, you only have a bal toisif, you have kavanah to be the shemitzah. If you hold mitzvah kavanah, you do the mitzvah in a way which is with hoisafah, you're automatically over. Now, you didn't come out of Dafka L'Shem Mitzvah, but tough luck. It's called a mitzvah, and you're being moistened with the mitzvah, you're over. So the Moors assume that's automatic. The old mitzvah ain't Shilas Kavana. This is called a Maisa Mitzvah automatically with all the dinim of the mitzvah. So the Karah, there'd be an Isser as well. The Moors there'd be an Isser about Toysev in that case. So there'd be an Isser of. So this Mogen Gibberim only works if you hold mitzvah Shilas Kavana. So what's the problem? Because the Mogen, we be passing by derises with Shilas Kavana. Wonderful. Problem is, the Gra said that's only within Safik. It's not a dinvada. So now you have a suffix iser now. Right. So that's what the Bira Locha is going to deal with. Dilav Hochi, Enu Mutter Rak Dafki Mechav Befer Shalor L'Shem Mitzvah. Oshen Mechav 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 Bracha. Vayim Bira Locha. If your Kavanah is not, your Kavanah is not Bracha, your Kavanah is just whatever, that's a different story. Ryan Berlocha will not have time to do the Berlocha. Okay. Now, get the Berlocha in tomorrow. Zog the Mishabura Vaiter Afilu. Even with other Kahanim. What's the learner? Afilu in the name of the Asay, and Oiver Azor, Jim Avorach of Kahanim. He's not over the Asay. Namiyat a temple of Zorim who rock Kishim of Baruch Levadoi. The answer is he should replace the Kahanim Moivei, but with the Kahanim is an Osir. If Elohi al Kapanim Osir Mishum Abrocha Shem Baruch Betchila Shei Kiddushon who we do show Sir Shalaren. Tavim the Batalo. The rock of Kahanim Siv Sotar of the Baruch is Yisrael. There was no, you cannot say that Baruch as Yisrael. Now, women, our Shita is that women can say Baruch as a Mitzvah. They're not Mitzvah either. So, yeah, the Klai Yisrael in general is Mitzvah. But to say Ashir Ki Neshanam Sot Mekdushon Shel Aaron Mitzivonu, that he cannot say, because women are part of Klai Yisrael. And Klai Yisrael is Mitzvah with this concept. I'm part of Klai Yisrael, I'm not part of the Kahanim. So what am I saying? Okay. Comes the... Tais, the Re says he's not sure what there is in Isra Zarala. Im Lam Mishum Bracha Lebatala. So Kadam Sivs Atar Lebarach is so. Maybe the Bracha is there's an Isra Bracha Lebatala. Right? Not else the Isra Vazor, but Yerecha Hashem Yishmerecha. When Zor says it, just doesn't cut the mustard. It's a Bracha Lebatala. Vavsher, it doesn't. It would not be. Maybe it's called Bracha Batala. Therefore, the Torah says, "After the Akadam Achayim finish, the Im Akadam Achayim Ritzel Armer Bezeh Kamer Hari." Then everybody say, "Rak Mishum Iser Bracha Batala." So, in Echonami, the only problem would be the Bracha Batala of involved in it. But then, as Kimar Kadam Ein Lachalak Bezeh, we call Gav the Arbor say, "We don't accept Tosas as a sheet." Let's see this Berelach over here. Zor everybody say. So now, so according to this argument that we're saying that the Mogen Gibberim says you need kavona to be over the asay, and if you don't need kavona, now if you have kavona first not to be yotzei, you're fine, right? But if you don't have kavona at all, so Mr. Bruce says it's only Mr. Shichas kavona or not. If you have Mr. Shichas kavona, you're not over. If you have Mr. Shichas kavona, you are over. I'm a shabur, but shaksav nearly the chol zedavka of the mai the kamel mitzvichos kavod. Chol if he's there, yesh it's well. Minig oilam shadagul levarach echad chaberoi. Bein shukayim bein shuzor. Bein shemalavay seber loshin yirechachol. It's common to give each other brachas of yirechachol. V'afdus Baruch Hu Shlomo Shas Tefila. Do mal the Isa ben Dushalmi. We see the Tzis Kamba Tefila. The Bavari Rak to Kanta the Rabbana. The Kabul Ben Tefila. But Raisa not totally Kabba Zeh. So, Min Raisa, you need you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah of Brichos Kahanim. Tell the Lord Tefila Gubba the Rebbe Poskim with the Rabbana. How can you tell me the Mitzvah of the Raisa of Brichos Kahanim is totally in Tefila? But it's not totally in Tefila. You can keep in the Raisa Yoytz Brichos Brocha Ba'alma, not in Tefila. We're forced to say, "Mrs. Hichas Kavana." Right? So the Bach says, "Nesias Kapai." Well, the Rebbe Gadol says, "No, that's not a Kasavir problem. Even not Nesias Kapai, the Israel exists." So, L'chara, we've proven the Minigar element that Kaisel has undertaken, they hold Mitzvah Shichas Kabbalah. No. Gula Yeshnam at the time a Minig, Mishum the Sir Lukabach, the Dafka Priestess, Yadayim, remember the Sir Bach say. Maybe we'll say the Minigar element like the Bach. Okay. Okay. Vinami kitim the rabbanon shalom leisa kapayim below tefila. Shul misharim pesukim elu shal brichos kahanim below tefila. Ben kaim yisrael heavy kimechav mefer shalom lekayim is a mitzvah the brichos kahanim. Chen shori. We said if you have kavod mefer is not to be yotze, you're not over. Well, I am because once chazar masak and the only way we do brichos kahanim the mitzvah brichos kahanim is in teichat tefila. I'm not doing a teichat tefila. What am I saying? That I'm not doing the mitzvah brichos kahanim. So that's from your way you're doing it. It's muchach. Your kavanah is not for the mitzvah because it was arma sak, and the mitzvah is supposed to be done that way. So that would function is equivalent of kavanah mefarish not to be yotze. So if you're being samech on the Bach, so the question is how much of the nesias kapayim is ma'akev? Does it have to be like this to be in the nesias kapayim, or it's even like this? So. And is this ma'akev or not? So if it's not ma'akev, we'll see later on. So when you put your two hands on your child's head, you have to see his kapayim. So relying on the Bach, the car will not work. So the argument would be like this: Ulai, what he's saying here at the end of the either the old Mitzvah's Kavanah, or we're being silent on this argument that's like Kavanah Farish not to be used.